Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary life.
right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Revolutionary Life. For all you listeners, my name is Gary. I'm your host. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here on Revolutionary Life, if you're new tuning in, we discuss things that affect our lives every day, all day. The thing is that we address these things from a revolutionary point of view. And to explain that, I will just say that revolution is just change. It's one thing that is inevitable, constant in this universe, and that's change. It's changing right now. Things are changing as we speak. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. If you're on the vanguard of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped when it's over. If you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have much to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. It's the holiday season. And so tonight, guys, we're going to talk about the holidays. Oh, yeah. You know about them. You're forced to know about them. You know about them whether you want to know about them or not. And that's the point tonight, guys. We asked the question tonight. We took a revolutionary look at these holidays tonight. And we want to really see if they're holy days, holy days, or are they just a business ploy, a business strategy, a business corporate culture, business culture strategy played on you every year? Now, I do understand from a business point of view that this time of year is relied on by many businesses to make their money. If they haven't made good money all year, they depend on the holidays to bring in that needed funds, those necessary funds. Even if they take the same thing they sold all year round and just paint it yellow and black, they can sell it on Halloween. If they paint it red, green, and white, they could sell it on Christmas. If they wrap it in the right colored ribbons, it's good to go. It's a holiday gift. If they wrap it up in a gift box, it's a holiday gift. But it's the same shit that was on the shelf yesterday, before the holidays. But now it's in a nice red, white, and blue color. The same cookies, they're just red, white, and blue now. And so the thing is, guys, about these holidays that we wanted to address tonight, the reason we put this up here tonight, not so much to get into whether they're holy days or not. For some people, they are. As a matter of fact, guys, some of you who are out shopping, who are meeting that Black Friday crowd, that day after Thanksgiving crowd out there, I got something to say about Thanksgiving and Black Friday, guys. But I'll get to that in just a moment. But as these holidays have rolled around, a lot of small businesses and large are looking to make some money. And so they're pushing these holidays, holy or not. Now, there are some holidays, there are some religions that celebrate Christmas, for instance, as the birth of the baby Jesus. In Judeo-Christian religions around this time, the Jewish followers will be holding Hanukkah ceremonies. And in some of the African-American communities, there will be Kwanzaa ceremonies. some of these are religious, some of these are ritual. Many of these traditions, the religious part anyway, go back before Judeo-Christian religions, tell the truth. They're pagan for the most part, right? Most of us know the story, right? Most of us know that holly and the little red berries in the holly bush, we know that that came from pagan religions. We know that the Christmas tree is a pagan symbol, i.e., the history is that when the snows and the winter came in the North Country, the only trees that didn't go brown and drop all their leaves and go naked like they were dead were the evergreen trees. And so an evergreen tree had the symbolic reference presentation as though it didn't die. It was everlasting life in the flesh, in the in the plant, in the tree. And that all the other trees are bare. All other trees are dead in the winter. Except this one beautiful green tree that didn't go dead in the winter. That was an evergreen. It was called evergreen because it was evergreen. It didn't turn brown and die like the other leaves and trees. People would cut these trees down and bring them into their home and adorn them. Special ribbons and popcorn and all kinds of little stuff they would put on them to adorn these trees. These symbols of everlasting life is what they were to the pagan. Long before Christianity came along, the Christmas tree was worshipped as a symbol of everlasting life, evergreen. Now, the pagans have all but been wiped out. I mean, there's still pagans probably out there. But the bigger religions, the more accepted religions around the world, the big ones, Judeo-Christian ones, let's say, have incorporated that pagan tradition of bringing a tree in the house. Because keep in mind, Christmas on a religious level in Judeo-Christian religion, specifically in Christianity, as opposed to Islam or Judaism, Christianity, it's all about the birth of the baby Jesus. It's all about the nativity scene. It's all about Bethlehem and the star of Bethlehem and the baby being born. It's Jesus by Mary. It's the Immaculate Conception and all that. Baby born in a manger. In churches, they're going to have these nativity scenes played out by children acting out in little plays. like the Virgin Mary and, you know, and all the characters. So that's the religious side of Christmas. But where does the Christmas tree come in that nativity story? The birth of the baby Jesus, right, I got that. Mary, the Immaculate Conception, I got that. The three kings that came with frankincense, gold and myrrh to present to the king that had been born, which was signified to them by a star. Obviously, that was astrology. Astrologers. Wise men, they called them. The three wise men. Or the three magi. It's what some texts, you know, you have to read different texts. There's been so many Christian books written, sometimes shit get lost in the sauce. And so in some texts, they call them three magi, magicians, magi. And some texts, they said the three kings. And some texts, they said three wise men came bearing gifts for the baby Jesus. Somehow they knew that a king had been born. And so they showed up, they followed a star. That's why I say it was astrology. because the Bible says that they follow the star. And it's an arrangement of the stars that informed them that a king had been born. And I'll tell you what that arrangement is, because it's still a curse. And they followed the star to the baby Jesus in his manger. And they brought gifts, frankincense, gold, myrrh. And so that's the story. Where does the Christmas tree come in? Ain't you guys finna go get a Christmas tree? Ain't you guys finna go cut down or go buy a cut Christmas tree? Aren't you guys gonna bring a Christmas tree into your house and set it up and adorn it and put presents underneath it? Aren't you? Christmas is coming. Isn't a part of that your Christmas tree? Ain't you finna go out and buy yourself a tree? An evergreen tree, just like the pagans did. You didn't cut it down. It's pre-cut for you. But you're going to go get one, and you're going to bring it into your home, just like the pagans did, long before Christianity. And you're going to adorn it with all kinds of jewels and baubles and Christmas bulbs and lights and a little star on the top, even, maybe. Just like the pagans did, long before Christianity. And so there is no real connection between the Christmas tree and the baby Jesus being born. Where is that Christmas tree in Bethlehem? Where's the Christmas tree in that whole story? What about holly, the holly wreath that you put on your door? Is that in the Christmas story? The baby Jesus being born, where's the holly? No, that's pagan. If you ever had holly on your door, or if you ever had a holly wreath, you will know that the leaves on the holly wreath are sticky. They got little stickers on the end of each leaf to protect the tree. And in nature, it develops these little needle-like stickers at the very tips of its leaves. So if you grab a holly leaf, you might feel the sting of a pointed tips, little pointed tips on the end of the leaves, that it will actually sting you. It will actually snag your clothes. And so, however, the pagans put it on their doors because the snagging, the leaves had the ability to snag evil spirits when they came by your house, your door. So if evil spirits saw holly on your door, they would bypass your door because they could get hung up on that holly some kind of way. I don't know, but that's what the pagans said. And that they would get hung up on the holly because the holly had these stickers all over it, right? There's no holly in Bethlehem, in this story of Bethlehem and the baby Jesus, but you finna go get some, just like the pagans did. And you finna put it on your door, just like the pagans did. Before Christianity, what are you worshiping? Or do you know? Or do you care? It's a fun day. It's a day to have fun. It's a day for family to get together. It's a day to exchange gifts, right? You're absolutely right. There's nothing holy about the holidays, the holy days, the holidays. Oh, there's a backdrop of religion, but the big thing, the big push, and the big pusher of these holidays are corporations, businesses. I told you, most businesses depend on this time of year to get in the black. If they've been in the red, if they've been in debt, all year round, they look forward to this time of year to get out of debt. They need you for that. And so whether they're, no matter what their religions are, and nothing holy about it, no matter what your religion are, pagan, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, these days, are all holy days. And they will remain so whether there's any religious attachment to it or not. I mean, how many of you guys have heard folks joke about Easter? Now, Easter is a solemn day, right? When your Savior, when in Christianity, your Savior was crucified on a cross and rose back to life. What, 3 days later or something like that? And so, where did the Easter eggs come from? Then y'all have an Easter egg hunt for the kids at church or at school or at home on Easter? What did the bunny rabbit, the Easter bunny, how did the Easter bunny get into the story of Jesus being crucified on a cross? But you're going to, of all the days of the year, you wait until that day to color eggs, to adorn eggs, and hide them and have kids find them, and bunny rabbits. Now, rabbits don't lay eggs. Chickens lay eggs. Birds lay eggs. A rabbit is a mammal, like me and you. They bring their children into the world by live birth, like me and you, like humans do. We're mammals too. So an egg has nothing to do with a rabbit. More like a bird, chicken or something. Somehow or another, on Easter, you have an Easter egg hunt. The White House in Washington, D.C., we'll have a bunny rabbit come out and have a front lawn Easter egg hunt on the east lawn of the White House. It's a joyous occasion. But it's never done except for on the day Jesus Cristo was crucified. Easter. Well, again, guys, Easter, the celebration of Easter is older than Christianity. I hope that's not a shock to you. That this time of year, that particular time of year, there are celebrations that were being done by pagans. Religious celebrations were being done by quote-unquote, I should say quote-unquote pagans, because anybody who wasn't part of any major religions at the time were considered pagans, farmers. Is actually what they were, really, what it translates to. But anyway, pagans, non-Christians, let's put it that way, I guess, non-Jews, non-Christian, non-Muslim, pagans, these early, before Judeo-Christianity came along, celebrated Easter. Not because anybody was crucified. They celebrated spring, fertility, primavera, the springtime. And so spring is a fertile time. So eggs represented fertility. And everybody was hoping they'd have a good harvest this year. And so they hoped the ground was fertile. And their seeds were fertile. And their bodies were fertile because they needed children. Lots of them. If you live in the country or in a rural area and you farm land, a big family is a plus. There's more hands to get things done, to work the fields and whatnot. Now, and the rabbit also is proliferal when it comes to reproduction. And so the rabbit is a symbol of fertility. So we have our fertility symbol mixed together with our religious symbol. We have our pagan religion and our Christianity and our religion on Christmas with the Christmas tree, Easter eggs, on the day the Christian Savior was crucified? All that's mixed together. Why is that not a problem for you? Because it's not being pushed by religion as a holiday. Not enough people would may participate in this holiday. If you're Jewish, you're not going to do Christmas. You're going to do something else. You're going to do maybe Hanukkah, right? So how do we get everybody involved? That's where your business and corporation comes in. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about all this religious mishmash and contradictions. That's too heavy. Let's just buy things. Let's just sell stuff. Let's make that day a day you go get in debt because it's necessary. You must be buying gifts. If you ain't got the money to buy gifts, you must get it on credit or borrow that money, in other words. They need you to go shopping right now. They start celebrating Christmas in November. Hell, November is not even over yet. Thanksgiving is just over. And Black Friday is here. Do you know? I tell you what. I saw a news program from Britain, UK, on Black Friday, our Black Friday, and other Black Fridays, but the American Black Friday. They did a survey and found out that prices on some items were lower before Black Friday. They actually went up on Black Friday on some items, on the cost of some items. And they also found that prices on some of those Black Friday items go down even lower than the Black Friday price after Black Friday. This was a British news article, a news presentation. This guy was presenting it. And their findings were that prices were lower before and after Black Friday than they were on Black Friday. So somebody told you you were getting a deal by shopping on Black Friday, by running over each other to get the deal. And they admit in that news article and that news presentation, they admit and that broadcast that some items on Black Friday are cheaper. And they're usually the cheaper product. They're usually made by or they're made cheaper than known better brands. All right. If you want to steal, if you're going to get an upscale brand that's made to last, that's made better, or whatever, you're going to pay good money for it. But they have these cheaper products made out of Korea or some other place, and they'll raise the prices on them. According to the British broadcast, you may find some deals on Black Friday, but for the most part, the prices on most items are lower before Black Friday and lower after Black Friday then they are on Black Friday. Now you got to do your own research to make a lie out of that. They did this, so don't argue with me on that. The British did their research before they did this broadcast, because when you put some shit out there, you're going to have people questioning you. So they evidently they felt that their study was legitimate. And so they said, we studied America's Black Friday, and we literally found that prices are lower before and after Black Friday than they are on Black Friday for most of the products in the stores. You're not getting a deal, guys. You're getting sold. You're getting bamboozled. You're getting hoodwinked. You've been had. You've been took. That's okay. It ain't your fault. It ain't your fault. You've been doing this since you were a child. It was passed down generationally to you. It ain't your fault. You've been told and sold some shit you'll wake up doing without even thinking about it anymore. You've done it so often, and it's been drilled into your head, and it's all screwed up. Eggs and chocolate bunnies on the day Jesus is crucified. Christmas trees in your house that you adorn the way pagans did, as though the nativity scene, as though Jesus being born in a manger has anything to do with a Christmas tree, or holly leaves, anything. It doesn't matter to you anymore. Do you see what's happening, guys? You've normalized bullshit. I'll tell you how much you've normalized bullshit. And it ain't your fault. You don't know. They know more about your brain than you do. They know more about how to sell. That's classes on how to sell. If you haven't been to those classes as a buyer, you're missing out. They got classes on how to sell you shit you don't need at a price you can't afford to pay. They could care less if you could afford it or not. They got something called debt. They don't even want you to buy it. They'd rather for you to get it on time so you can pay them notes, and then miss a note and they can raise the price by giving you a late charge because your payment came in late. If you bought it with a credit card, the first time you have a late payment, you become a higher credit risk. And as your higher credit risk legitimizes raising the interest rates on your card. Maybe you got them at a low interest rate because you had good credit. Miss a payment, and they can justifiably put you in a higher credit risk. Higher credit risk, higher percentage that you're going to pay. Interest you're going to pay on the money you borrowed. That's the game. And I'm going to see y'all lined up and running over each other on Black Friday. Oh, yes, I am. That's how well it's done. It ain't your fault, but it's amazing to see how well you've been had, hoodwinked, bamboozled, took, had. And you have no idea you've been told and sold a program. And this time of year, you know what you're going to do? Crank that program up, and you're going to run that program. You're going to drop that DVD into the DVD player and run that program. You're going to download that app and run that app. Every year, you're going to run that app. And then you're going to teach your children how to run that app. And corporate America is going to be right there with you. Forget about the holy part. That's all a mishmash of pagan versus Christian versus Judaism versus, let all that go. Just go buy some stuff. That's how you have a good Christmas. Just go buy some stuff. Food, buy some stuff. If it's red, if it's white, if it's green, buy it. It's Christmas. It's just a piece of paper, but it's the right color. So it's Christmas. Buy it. A Christmas tree, what does that have to do with? Oh, well, forget about that. You need a Christmas tree. Go get one. Why? Don't ask. Bring the tree in your house. Tell your children this is how you do it. This is Christmas. You got to have a Christmas tree. If they ask you why, tell them you don't know why. Be honest. Just tell them, I don't know. Some business corporation, my parents, my teachers and preachers, TV, movies, all the programming tools that they employee told me that I got to have a Christmas tree on Christmas. And so you're going to tell your children, you're going to show them how to do Christmas. You're going to buy a Christmas tree and bring it in your house. And if they ask you, why do we have a tree in the house, Mom? Are you going to tell them this is old pagan practice, son, daughter? We pagans. Oh, we not pagans. We Christians. But we do this pagan practice every year. You got to get used to it because you're going to have to go out and cut your tree down and bring it in the house and adorn it as a symbol of everlasting life like the pagans did thousands of years before Christianity. And then we'll get back to the baby Jesus and all that stuff another time. But right now it's all about Christmas trees, stocking, presents, Santa, Saint Nick, Kris Kringle. It's all about lying to the kids. It's all about having fun. Let's forget about the religious stuff and let's just have some fun. Go get a tree. The way the pagans did. Adorn it with all kinds of lights and stuff. The way the pagans did. Let's go get some holly wreath and put it on the door. The way the pagans did. Why are we putting this on the door, Mom? It's Christmas. Everybody knows you got to have a Christmas tree in your house. You got to take a tree and bring it. You You literally got to go cut down a tree and bring it in the house to celebrate Christmas. Did you know that? And you know that's what Christmas is about, a tree? We got to go get us a Christmas tree. Everybody load up. Let's go. Come on, man. It's time for change. And that change includes stopping the lies, the illusions, playing the game. All the shit you've been told and sold since you were a child. That's the illusion, guys. That's the simulation. When people say we live in a simulation, we live in a hologram, that don't have to be anything technical. Just living a lie is living an illusion. You live all of these lies. Corporations get rich off of promoting it to you, reinforcing it, and you have a good time on Christmas and you're back in debt by January, maybe even deeper, and they like it like that. They like it like that. So you can still go play that game, and you will. I have no doubt. Somebody bought you a present, so you got to buy them a present. I mean, come on now. It'd be embarrassing if somebody buy you a present and you didn't go get them that. Oh, I don't celebrate Christmas or whatever. No. So you're probably going to go buy some presents. You're going to go spend some money you ain't got to spend. You don't have. That makes the plan work. And the wheels go round and round to your generation, to your kids grow up, and they go get them a tree and bring it in the house. A tree in the house. And they'll tell their kids, that's the way it's done. It's Christmas. We bring a tree in the house. They might ask you about the baby Jesus being born. Somehow or another, you have to explain that to them separate from the tree in the house. Because there ain't nothing about a Christmas tree. And the Bible story I read of Christmas. I don't remember Bethlehem having Christmas trees. The folks in Bethlehem having Christmas trees in the house this time of year. But I do know who did. Pagans did. Long before Christianity. I know who did. I know where it came from. You don't. And probably you don't care. And that's the thing, guys. If you want to know if you've been hypnotized, if you want to know if you've been programmed, if you want to know if you're really running off of your ideas or ideas that are being fed to you like a robot, if you want to know you're not a robot, You want to click that little box that says, I am not a robot. Then make sure you're not running programs. How are you going to do that? Look around. Ask yourself, why am I getting this tree and bringing it in my house? It's tradition. Oh, where did that tradition come out of? How long have we been doing that and why? Oh, that's an old pagan tradition. We old pagans. And so we hold, even though we're Christians, we still hold paganism in our hearts. And on Christmas, we show it. And then on Easter, we show it. Yeah, it's a Christian holiday, but hey, it's fertility time. Let's get some eggs and let's get some rabbits. Easter bunnies. The Easter bunny on the White House lawn. Let's play this game, even though it has nothing to do with holy days or holidays. There's nothing holy about it. It's consumerism at its best. And it's psychologic at its best. It's how you move a population around an idea by playing with their head. And so if you catch yourself in a Black Friday line, just remember this presentation. If you catch yourself bringing a living tree into your house or anything look like it, remember this presentation. And say, why am I doing this? And I'll tell you why. It's a program you're running. It's been running since you were a child. It was running with your parents, and it was running before them. And it's going to run with your kids. They're going to bring a tree in the house. And maybe their kids will ask them, why do we have a tree in the house, Mom? And maybe you'll give them the same explanation you probably got. That's the way it's done. That's tradition. You bring a tree, you go get a Christmas tree on Christmas. But why? Don't ask why. Don't ever ask why. Just do it. That's not what you're going to tell your kid, but that's what they're telling you. If you stop and ask why, you might realize that this is ridiculous. I'm not a pagan. So why should I be engaging in pagan practices? I can have fun on Christmas without a tree in my house. Or can you? Anyway, guys, that's me. That's my rant. Holidays are here. Consumerism at its best. Spending money you don't have on things you don't need. Money you don't have on things you don't need. Consumerism. Buying things. That's the new American pastime. And this time of the year, businesses expect you to buy more than you ordinarily would and shit that you ordinarily wouldn't buy. Gifts. Special pricing. Black Friday. I told you about the British investigation of Black Friday, and they found that the prices are lower before and after Black Friday than they are on Black Friday for most products in the store. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Look it up, guys. You said you guys got cell phones that can Google the world. It's just a matter of going over to Alexis and saying, Alexis, where did this Christmas tree come from? Alexis, why do we have bunny rabbits on the day Jesus was executed? How do we celebrate Jesus' execution with eggs and bunny rabbits? Just ask Siri or Alexa, whoever you got there, come on now. I don't have time to make shit up, guys. All I'm saying is, step out of the matrix. You've been sold and told a lie all the way down the line. And the problem is that you've normalized it. Your families have, and it got passed down to you, and you're about to pass it on to your kids. At some point, the bull crap, reality has to set in. Which generation is going to stop and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Why am I doing this? Is everybody else doing it? I can't explain to my kids why I got a tree in the house. All I can tell them is it's tradition. Because you're going to do it when you get older. We don't know why we're doing it. We ain't got the money to buy a tree. We need to be buying food, clothing, and shelter. But instead, we're going to take some of this money that we need on our basic things, and we're going to go in debt because we're going to go buy a tree and bring it in the house and adorn it. We're going to go buy gifts. We got to buy some more food because we got to have a big Christmas dinner. Got to have a big Christmas dinner. Then the nativity scene and the birth of Jesus, didn't they have a big dinner? I don't think so. Did they have Christmas trees? I don't think so. Anyway, holidays, they're here, guys. And the sooner they're over for me, the better, guys. Keep your money in your pocket. You're going to need it come January, guaranteed. If you've been watching the news, there's a little something called inflation that they say is about to hit big time, if it ain't already, at the gas pumps and everywhere else. You've seen your gas prices go up. Well, they say it's going to get worse. So hold on to your money, man. You ain't got none to win. You ain't got enough to be playing games with. And it's not your job to save corporations. These are private enterprises. Save your money. My lines are open. Hang on a minute. I think I got a caller. Just a minute, guys. Hang on just a second. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Did you call in to speak on this issue on the holiday today? It's a topic today. Hola? Okay, I thought I had somebody there. I don't hear anybody. All right. All righty then. I'm going to put on a little music, guys. I'm going to open up my chat room. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, just go ahead and throw them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Let's talk about it. I'm going to give you a little music, and feel free to contact me. I'll be right back. Thank you. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight, our title was simple. It was just the holidays. My message was simple. It was just save your money. Quit playing the game. If you want to have a party, have a party. You want to invite friends and relatives and have a big dinner? Invite friends and relatives and have a big dinner. Go for it, guys. But don't, you ain't got to play the game. Come on. You ain't got to keep playing this game. You ain't got to keep spending money you don't have on shit you don't need. Right? You ain't got to go in debt for the holidays because they told you. If you want your kid, if your kid want a bike, get him a bike. But don't tell him Santa Claus brought it. Come on now. Why? Well, one of the reasons, guys, that I'm bringing this up is because if you listen to my previous presentations, I talk about what's been done to us. There's people who know more about how to sell shit to you that you don't need and you don't want and can't afford than you know about buying things. They go to school for it. You don't. There's no school for buying. There's definitely schools for selling. Salesmen, top salesmen make big money. And so there's an art to selling. You know what? And you know what the, you know what the major, you know what the most effective word in sales is the word free. They teach you in sales that the most effective word is free. Free somewhere in your sentence, and you'll get the ears and the eyes. And then you sell them something that's not free. That's how sales work. But don't fall for the okey-doke. That's all I'm saying. It is an okey-doke because it's a mishmash of illusions. It's a mishmash of a whole bunch of different things all together. And if you want to separate those things and divide them out, this is religious, this is pagan, that's Christian, this is just corporate business mojo. If you want to separate it all out, separate it all out. But you don't have to. You just look at it one, you can see it don't make sense. You want to have a party? Have a party. Invite family over, have presents if you want. But don't play the Christmas game. You're not celebrating the nativity. You're not worshiping a tree because it's a representative of everlasting life. It's evergreen. You're not doing any of that. So why bother with that stuff? You can't explain that to your kids other than just to say it's tradition. Are you going to explain to your kids that long before y'all were Christians, this is what y'all used to do? Bring trees in the house in the winter and adorn them? No. You have a hard enough time trying to explain what Santa Claus has to do with Christmas and the baby Jesus being born. Don't worry about it, trying to explain it. Just don't do it. Just don't fall for the okey-doke. That's my message tonight. Save your money. You're going to need it come January, they tell me. They tell me inflation's coming. Prices are going up. Gas already start going up. Hold on to your money, baby. Hold on to your money, folks. Don't fall for this okey-doke. As soon as these holidays are over, the better. A lot of corporations, like I said in the beginning, depend on this time of the year to get out of the red, to make some extra money. Understand what you're doing. If you're going to go down and do it, just understand that you're playing the program. You're running a program. Runs every year. Like clockwork. You've been programmed. And you're running that program. Just you're waking up running that program time of year. You don't know why. You've just been taught that. When we start talking about it, the tree and the Easter eggs and all that stuff, you realize it's messed up. It's a mishmash. And then you hopefully come to the conclusion that it's just commercial. Just another way to get you deeper in debt and to get them out of debt. December, I teach a Latin language. In December, deci, D-E-C-I. Let's just take that part of the word December. Deci, in the Latin, means the number 10. How did it get to be the 12th month? How is December the 12th month? October, when Halloween is, October, everybody knows that octo means eight. An octopus has eight legs. A stop sign has eight sides. An octagon has eight sides. Octo means eight. How did October get to be the 10th month? You accept the bullshit. That's the problem. You keep running this program over and over again, and when you stop and look at it, you realize it's all messed up. It does none of it means anything, and it's made up to make you spend money, time, and energy to make somebody else's dream, make somebody else rich. You run the program, you can't help it. It was passed down to you. Once you know better, though, you're supposed to do better, they say. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm in my call-in section. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. I have my chat room open. If you got questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'm monitoring that chat, and I'll respond to those questions or comments in the chat. This part of the show is, I call it your time to shine. Now, I believe a minute ago, I tried to bring a caller online. That kind of failed, but I'm going to try one more time. It seems like I have a caller in waiting here. Hello, caller? No, I suppose not. All right. All right, guys, I'm going to give you a little music so you can think about it. Come contacting me. I got my chat room open. We can talk via chat. And there's my phone number, 563-999-3531. And I can hear your opinion over the air. If you call me, you go straight on to the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. It's your time to shine. Let me give you a little music while you think about it. Contacting me. But what do you think? You keep playing this thing. When the time for change, when it's time for truth, reality. and you're listening to Revolutionary Life, excuse me, right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary. I'm your host. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's a call-in show. That is to say, I set aside a whole half of the show specifically for call-ins, for your participation, if you like. I got my chat room open. I have my phone number available, so if you can respond. And so tonight, guys, we presented a topic called holidays. It was the topic of today. And just keep in mind, all of our shows are archived. And so if you missed this show, if you caught half of it, piece of it, couldn't stay for all of it, whatever, this show will be on my on-demand section. If you're on my site and you scroll down, you will see a section called On Demand. All of our previous sections are listed there, including this one will be there in about an hour from now after we finish this presentation. This one will be on that On Demand list, so you can listen to it at your leisure. You can listen to any of those previous presentations at your leisure. Just come to my site, fire it up, find a topic you like, and you can listen to the show. Don't forget, there's a follow button on this site. If you hit that button, you'll be notified when our shows go live. You'll get a notification. The across from that follow button is a share button. If you click that button, it allows you to share this station with those who might be interested and dealing with consumerism, corporate greed, holidays, and this game we play once a year to make corporations' red bottom line turn black, to get them out of debt. And tonight we ask you not to play that game. They tell me inflation is growing in America. They blame it on a lot of things. The new deal, the new infrastructure deal that president is putting out and all that is going to cause inflation. They're going to have to print money to do it. And so hold on to your money, baby. You're going to need it, it looks like. Don't let them play the holiday game on you and have you go deeper in debt than you could possibly afford to handle, because come January, they tell me inflation is going to be, prices are going to go up. That's inflation. Prices are going to get inflated. They're going to be cost you more than they're worth. They always have. But they're going to be inflated prices now. They're going to be blown up prices. And that doesn't mean that there's any value change in the product. That product will still be the same product. You just pay more for it. You're already seeing that in gasoline prices. Same product costs more now, doesn't it, when you pull into your gas station. And guess what? Look at the gas pump the next time you pull in the gas station. Just walk up and look in that little window there. See if you see the word ethanol, ETHANOL. Now you paid the man for gasoline, didn't you? What are you putting in your car? You don't know. You don't care. You keep playing this game. You're running the program, baby. Soon as you know it, you'll step out that matrix every now and then. As long as you don't know it, you're just running the program. Parents did it. Parents before you did it. You'll teach your kids to do it. I know. It ain't your fault. You're in the program. People been telling you what to think since you were a child. Parents, teachers, preachers, TV, series, movies, the government. Everybody's got a line for you since you were a kid about what the world looks like. What to believe. Step out of the matrix. You're just playing a game. And holidays is just a part of that economic game. you want to bring a tree in your house, go ahead. You know you're going to do that anyway if it's up to you. You do it anyway, probably. It's tradition, right? Don't ask no more questions than that. Where does tradition come from? Now you're going to get in the weeds. Just stick with the fact that everybody's doing it. It's a tradition. So let's go spend some money on a tree and bring it in the house and adorn it with tree lights and whatnot, the way the pagans used to do. What does it got to do with Christmas, Mama? Well, son, that's what we people do. I don't know. All right, it's wake-up time, guys. And I want to thank everybody who called in or who listened in for listening in. I want today is Friday, and so we'll be back here on Monday. Since we're a weekday night show, we'll be back here on Monday night at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you never know what the topic's going to be, so you might want to hit that follow button so you will be alerted when we're live. All right? And again, you can come to my site at any time. All of our previous presentations, we've been doing this for a few years. So all of this, all of our previous presentations are right here on demand on our site. You can listen to them at your leisure. All right. So thank you again for listening in, everyone. And I want to wish everybody a good evening. And I'll see you guys on Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Let me give you a little music as we go out. Buenas noches. Buenas noches. Ciao.